Deckings, crossovers, the legislative calendar is peppered with those words, and several are happening this week as bills make their way to the end of the current session and possibly to their end, too, if no conference compromise can be found for the bills with very different versions passed by the State House and Senate. It's the time when we traditionally see bills morph, language inserted or deleted far from public scrutiny, and in the case of a bill this year, a bill without any text. Virginia Beck is the coordinator of the Public Access Room at the Capitol, and she's in our studio with some explanation of this last phase of an often confusing process. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Thank you for being here. Very often, you know, we hear from people who just begin to wake up to various controversies and are really incited to want to do something. By the time we get to this point, though, very often they're told, well, there's not really all that much you can do because now we're already at conference. What do you tell them?
Well, you're right. We are at the conference stage of things where it's really up to the legislators to work out the final form of the bill that will go off to the governor if it's going to survive. And we've already gone through the public hearing process where citizens have had the opportunity to offer testimony on whether they think legislation is good or bad. But at conference, you can still have a voice. You can communicate with the conferees who are charged with coming up with the final version of your bill. You can talk to your own legislators and see if they have some influence on what's going to happen to a piece of legislation that you're interested in. You can also try to find constituents of other legislators who may be influential in the process. And the Public Access Room can help with all of those things, with helping you find your way during this time.
The word influence comes up time and time again. Who can influence whom? What kind of power politics are in play? And is there a way that an average person can get a point of view across? Is that still possible?
Sure, sure. It's especially possible if you've been advocating throughout the legislative session. You know, we started on the third Wednesday in January, and a lot of advocates have been at the legislature quite a number of times now, talking with legislators about the merits or the faults with different pieces of legislation. And they've developed relationships with a number of the legislators. And so now is the time to really call on those relationships.
But that says that all things are staying pretty equal. And we know that by the time we get to this point, we see gut and replace happening. We see language being inserted, deleted, Frankenstein bills. I mean, there are lots of ways about discussing it. And for most people, they think, well, I can't see that. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's where the Public Access Room really comes into play. We've been around for about 25 years. And our role at the legislature is to really provide the public with resources they need to fully and effectively participate in the legislative process. So we will do what we can to help you to find your way during this time. You're right in that at this stage of the game, there are it's a bit more it's not quite as transparent as the part where you've got public testimony. People are coming forward, sitting at the microphone and talking about what they think of a bill. But you do still have the opportunity to talk with legislators and to find other advocates. You know, we can help you look through testimony that's been received throughout session and find possible allies at this late stage of the game.
And to see if anybody else has any intel that you might not have.
Right, or just to amplify your voice by, you know, one call to a legislator, one email. What if you get five other people to also communicate with legislators about what you want? And that brings up another point is that if you are working with others, to try to be consistent with your message. You know, at this point, what we're looking at is whether or not you want a piece of legislation to survive the conference process, whether you want it to come out of conference or not. And if you do want it to come out, what is important that is either kept in the bill or is absolutely not kept in the bill? And so to try to be consistent with that message, as you can imagine, the legislators are quite quite busy at this stage of the game. And so you want to make sure that you're consistent with your message and you can deliver it very succinctly.
Then there is the matter of a bill that came through the House with veritably no text in it. Have you ever seen this happen before?
I have never seen this happen before. It is very unusual.
So what happens to a bill like that?
Well, it remains to be seen. Right now, I believe the bill you're referring to is the geothermal bill.
Right.
And the conference rules or the conference guidelines that have been agreed upon by the House and the Senate say that a measure will not be amended by inserting any unrelated or new subject matter. Now, what the meaning of that is with a short-form bill, a bill that essentially is absolutely broad in content, remains to be seen. At this point, we do not have the Senate conferees named yet. So right now, there's nothing moving on that. So we'll see what happens. And we are down to the final stage in the process because we do have the decking deadlines coming up this Thursday and Friday. And then any bills that do emerge from conference will have to be voted on by the House and Senate chambers next week before the end of the session next Thursday.
Which means that anything that's going to survive is going to have to come out by this Friday.
Right, by this Friday.
And time being short and what it is also brings us sort of back to the beginning of this conversation where we have people sort of waking up to what's happening and what issues are pressing and what issues they might feel very strongly about, sometimes too late in the game. I mean, we have people calling us after, you know, a month or 6 weeks of session just, oh, right, the legislature is in session. I mean,
right.
Just kind of waking up to some of those facts. Your point seems to be this is an all-year process, and there's a lot of work that goes on even before we ever hit legislative session.
Exactly. You know, session's going to be over on May 5th, and then we start essentially all over again. We'll have elections in November, of course, and then new ideas for bills to be introduced next January. So it is not too early to start talking about the legislative process and how citizens can communicate with the legislators who are in office to further their ideas.
Many organizations use that time in summer, which is kind of a little bit more of a downtime,
right,
to be able to start coalescing some of those ideas. So your whole point is start early,
right,
and keep it up.
Right. It is a part-time legislature, but the legislators are working year-round, so is the public access room. We're happy to help.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens come Friday and what comes out of the conference process. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Virginia Beck is the public access room coordinator, and prior to taking over as coordinator last year, she had been the assistant coordinator for 7 years and learned a tremendous amount working along former PR coordinator Suzanne Marinelli, who we used to have join us periodically on this program.